from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. I'm glad you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay for the next 15 minutes as we bring to you God's precious Word. Doing that is the Reverend Larry Power, and he's letting the Bible speak from John's Gospel chapter 10 and some words found in verse 9, the words of the Lord Jesus when he said, I am the door. But before we hear that message and also some words in song, I want you to think for a moment or two upon some words found in Luke's Gospel chapter 10 and verse 42, one thing is needful. These words were the words of the Lord Jesus directed to Martha. He was showing her the need to get her priorities right. Martha was careful and troubled about many things, but was neglecting the one thing that was necessary. True, what she had done was actually wrought for Christ. She received him into her house. She was serving, yet she was neglecting something that was indispensable. And we can appear to be doing diligent service to the Lord while not attending to that which is most important. The one thing needful is to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his word, as Mary, Martha's sister, had done. You see, there can be no worthwhile service unless this vital matter is attended to. Anything done for the Lord will be only so much activity unless we take time to sit at his feet first. In that posture, our souls will be fed and nurtured, and consequently, we will know the Lord better. We will have a clearer understanding of his will and his ways. This preparation can only lead to a more useful service in the future. And surely that's demonstrated by Mary at a later date, when she anointed Christ with the precious ointment. By sitting at his feet, she grasped truth that motivated her to perform one of the most loving acts of devotion recorded anywhere in the Bible. What has your service for Christ been recently? Just a flurry of activity because the one thing needful has been forgotten? Don't neglect it any longer. Today, sit before the Lord and hear his word. Nothing is more important. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Much time spend in secret with Jesus alone. And today, you have opportunity right now to do the one thing that is needful.
Pardon you. God is on your side.
Just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide.
It is no secret what God can do,
what he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Our text today is taken from John's Gospel, the chapter 10 and the verse 9. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the door, and by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. It is remarkable how lowly the Lord Jesus Christ speaks of himself. He compares himself to bread, the bread of life. He refers to himself here as the door. This is something that is simple, commonplace. I believe the Lord selected this emblem that it might ever come before us, that it might ever be drawn to our attention. Something that we are familiar with, something that we see each and every day. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. We want to just think first of all about the necessity of the door. Now, there's no other way to heaven. Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God, is the only Saviour and Mediator between God and men. There is no other entrance. We sometimes go to great buildings. We find there's a main door, yes, but there's many other doors as well through which we can enter. But this is not so when we can come to consider salvation and entrance into heaven. There's only one way, and there's only one door. Some imagine today that there's many ways in which they can get into heaven. People think about their good works, and they think something like this. Well, surely if I perform many good deeds and many good works, when it comes to the end, I will have enough and God will be pleased with me, and he'll allow me to enter into heaven. The door of my good works. I wonder today if you're seeking to enter into glory, if you have your hopes fixed on this, the door of my good works. There's a door of prayer and fasting as well, and multitudes of men and women throughout the world think if they pray enough, if they fast, if they deprive themselves of certain things, they'll earn their way into heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks of such people in this chapter when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. You might think this is an awful thing. This is a terrible thing for anyone to say. I'm performing my good works. I'm praying. I'm doing the best I can. But the Lord Jesus says of you that you are a thief and a robber. There is only one door, only one way into glory. The necessity of the door. The gospel is like a great house of mercy. Inside there's every provision, everything that your heart could desire. There is food for the hungry soul. There is cleansing for your sins through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can only obtain this through Christ. He is the door. You may enter in today. You may be saved, cleansed from your sin, have peace with God and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ through the door. Secondly, we want to think about those who would use the door. Now, we know today the purpose of any door is to give entrance. But when we think of God's mercy today, when we contemplate the Lord Jesus Christ as a great door of mercy, some will look at the door. Some stand back and admire Christ. They are ready to admit that he was a great prophet, he was a great teacher. They say many commendable things about him. They're like so many children on a fine summer's day, We've all seen it. They sit on the doorstep. How many people are prepared just for to sit on the doorstep of God's mercy and never enter in? One step would take them over the threshold and into God's rich provision, but they never enter in. They stay on the outside. Note here in this verse, the one spoken of is just a man. I am the door. By me, if any man, he's only a man. He may be an unholy man, a vile man, a sinful man. He may be a reprobate. He may be sunken deep in sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ is able to deliver him. He's invited to come in. By me, if any man enter in. That includes you today. Whosoever will may come. You need not stay away. Then thirdly, there is the great privilege. For Jesus said, he shall be saved. That's the first thing. Are you saved today? He shall be saved. If you come to God through Jesus Christ, who is the only door, the only way, you may be saved, and you may be saved today. You know, if you're not saved, the Bible teaches very clearly that your soul will be lost in hell forever and ever. And that's an awful thing, that your soul would be lost for all eternity. But the great privilege is this, that you may be saved. Then there's liberty. For it says that this man goes in and out and finds pasture. What liberty there is in the Son of God. Think of an individual. Think of a Christian man going to bed. He may lay down his head and sleep in peace and quiet. He knows that all is well. He knows that whether he awakes or sleeps, he knows that all is well with God. If he should die in the night, many people die in the night. Perhaps more people die in the night than in the daytime. He knows that it's absent from the body to be present with the Lord. There is nourishment as well. We have the picture of a man here going in and out and finding pasture. He is nourished. Is your soul famished today, hungry, destitute? All you could desire for your heart, for your soul, is in Christ. That is a great privilege. Oh, seek him today, and seek him with all your heart. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.